Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday. Drop on the clues bombs for Monday, damn it. Get the energy up. Get the energy up.
Yeah, you know
up.
That time went back, okay? Because everybody was in here bright and early this morning. There's no excuse for anybody to be late today because we got an extra hour of sleep last night. Does everybody feel extra refreshed?
No. I just got up when my alarm clock went off.
I'm the same way.
And I was out of the house in a reasonable enough time to get here.
Yeah.
When I'm not, when I'm, well. Listen, I don't know if y'all notice or not, but the times that I'm late, I didn't leave when I was supposed to. Okay, it's just that simple.
Well, sometimes it was a little traffic, like we had the incident in the city last week, which they closed the West Side Highway.
That was once out of a million.
Come on, now. You're supposed to leave early enough that even if you're running late, you know, you still give yourself a little bump of time.
That sounds good.
Now, shout out to everybody in Detroit, Coats for Kids. I was at Coats for Kids over the weekend. Very successful event, once again. I had a great time. I think they got like 2,000 coat donations plus some financial donations as well.
Good, nice.
Shout out to everybody who came out to support. I had a good time.
All right. Now, this was the, I think, like, the first weekend in 12 weeks that I was home on the weekend.
Mine, too.
Doing shows. So I got a chance to just relax and chill. I hung with the babies. Logan, my son, this was his last home football game as a middle schooler. So what's his last game. And then I did nothing. I went to the movies, took him to see, what was it, Moms Hate Christmas or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
Something like that, which was pretty good. I went to the...
I still haven't seen Lion King.
Reclining movie theater. Reclining dining movie theater. So I had an amazing time. It was very cursing, vulgar. And I told my daughter, I was like, you know, maybe it wasn't a movie for you. She was like, Dad, I listen to The Breakfast Club every morning. It's the same thing. I said, you're right.
She got a point.
I said, you're absolutely right.
I went to the movies this weekend, too. I saw Thor Ragnarok, because, you know, I'm a Marvel head.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
It was a great movie. And I was supposed to go to the fight on Saturday to go see my guy, the Bronze Bomber, Delonte Wilder, put the beats on, homie. But my wife was like, we are staying in tonight. And I ain't even protest. You know what I'm saying? Happy wife, happy life.
It would have been a waste of time. You'd have drove all the way through to Brooklyn. It would have been all that traffic.
It was a good fight, though. They had a good undercard. Sean Porter was on the undercard. You know what I mean? It was a good. It would have been a good experience.
The main event was what? 60 seconds?
Come on, man. We grew up on the Mike Tyson era. That's how we used to want to see our heavyweight main events, okay? We wanted 60 seconds or less. Let's get home.
Well, not bad. And I saw T.K. Kirkland perform when I was in Detroit, too. So shout out to T.K. Kirkland. He was at the Music Hall in Detroit, so... Good times.
And my kids are into haunted houses now. I went to a haunted house last night. I don't know what their thing is.
Isn't Halloween over?
It is over, but they do something called the, what is it? The Bane, no, something asylum in Jersey.
Only kids who grow up in nice, well-to-do neighborhoods care about haunted houses. When you grew up in the projects of the hood, every house is a haunted house.
They were really into it. I mean, you go through the mazes and everything, and you got to be in shape because you're crawling, you're sliding, you're running. But they enjoyed it. So we went to a haunted house over the weekend, too. But let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Man, a lot of tragedies. We're going to talk about at least 26 people killed in a shooting at a church in Texas. We'll give you information.
I was trying to avoid that, but I guess we can't.
As far as what we know to this point.
All right, we'll get into
and
all
D-Ray
that and
D. Ray Davis will be here this morning, too.
And D. Ray Davis will be joining us this morning, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. And Lamar Odom, happy birthday. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, NFL. Panthers beat the Falcons. Colts beat the Texans. The Jaguars beat the Bengals. The Saints beat the Bucks. The Rams, I mean, destroyed the Giants. Oh, it was so bad, so horrible.
Destroyed your Giants. I know that y'all boycotting the NFL this season, but they're still your Giants. Claim them, goddammit.
I claim them.
And the New York City Marathon was over the weekend, too.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, a woman won for the first time in the United States, for the first time in 40 years.
All right.
American, I thought she was in the middle American of NFL woman. Scores.
Hmm?
You're in the middle of NFL scores. Jesus Christ.
I thought you finished.
All right. Well, the Eagles beat the Broncos. The Titans beat the Ravens. The Cardinals beat the 49ers. Washington beat Seattle. Oakland beat the Dolphins. And in Monday Night Football, the Detroit Lions play the Green Bay Packers at 8:30.
You like, F y'all, we supposed to be boycotting anyway, but you reading NFL scores. I'm going to give you this New York Marathon update, damn it.
That's exciting. A woman went from America for the first time in 40 years.
I thought Kevin Hart won.
No, Kevin Hart didn't
win. Okay, I don't know. I wasn't.
Kevin Hart did win, no. All right, now let's talk about this Texas church shooting. So sad.
Yeah, at least 26 people were killed in yesterday's church shooting that happened in Sutherland Springs, Texas. About 20 other people were wounded, and those victims ranged in age from 5 to 72 years old. One of the victims was the 14-year-old daughter of the First Baptist Church's pastor, Frank Pomeroy. And he was traveling. The couple, him and his wife, were traveling out of state when the shooting did occur. So their 14-year-old daughter was there still going to church service. Now, they have identified the suspected shooter as 26-year-old Devin Patrick Kelly. They said he purchased the AR-556 rifle back in April 2016. And he didn't have a disqualifying criminal history when he filled out the background check paperwork. He was a member of the U.S. Air Force. He served at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico until he was discharged. And they said that he was also court-martialed in 2012 for assault on his spouse and assault on their child. He served a year in prison and received a bad conduct discharge in 2014, and his rank was also reduced.
He's a terrorist. He's a member of Vanilla ISIS, and all he does is make my anxiety worse. Okay.
Now, he is dead. Now, as the suspected shooter left the church, they said a local resident used their own rifle to engage him. The shooter fled the church. The citizen pursued him. They did find him in his car. They don't know if his gunshot wound was self-inflicted or the result of the resident who fired on him.
Are there any safe spaces anymore?
No.
Like church is supposed to be a safe space.
A safe space, right?
You don't expect
nothing.
Those things to happen in church.
Now, Donald Trump tweeted out, "May God be with the people of Sutherland Springs, Texas. The FBI and law enforcement are on the scene. I am monitoring the situation from Japan." Here's what else he had to say.
We have a lot of mental health problems in our country, as do other countries. But this isn't a guns situation. I mean, we could go into it, but it's a little bit soon to go into it. But fortunately, somebody else had a gun that was shooting in the opposite direction. Otherwise, it would have been as bad as it was. It would have been much worse. But this is a mental health problem at the highest level.
He's half right. I'm not going to dismiss it and say it's not a gun situation, because it is, but it's definitely some mental health issues involved in this.
He shouldn't have been able to get that gun, purchase that gun.
Yeah. So it's a combination of both. Like, you know, that's why I said during the Vegas shooting, like, everybody always, like, pray for Vegas or pray for Texas after the fact. But no, we should be praying for some type of gun reform.
All right.
And, yeah. You know, I got to tell you guys, too, there was a predominantly black church in Monroe, Louisiana, that was burned down to the ground also by a 15-year-old white male from a nearby parish as well. That happened on Tuesday.
Did anybody die?
No, nobody died from that one.
I'll take an arsonist over a guy that walks into a church and shoots 27 people any day.
My goodness. How about none of them? All right, and that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend, bad night, or maybe you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah, let me tell y'all why I'm mad this morning.
Why are you mad, Beige Boy?
I'm going to tell you. Over the weekend, I was driving home and doing a speed limit. I was doing a 55 and a 55, right? Doing a speed limit, minding my business, being young and black.
Being young.
Not young.
What does being young have to do with
it? Maybe not young, but being black.
Middle-aged.
Why do you say young?
Being black, driving my car, doing 55 and a 55, and I get pulled over. And I'm thinking, why am I getting pulled over? I'm doing 55. There should be no reason. I don't drink. I don't smoke. So he pulls me over. License and registration. Why are you pulling me over, Officer DiMaggio? You were in the left lane, and that's a passing lane. I said, sir, it's 55 and a 55, and there's potholes in the middle lane. I hit one the other day, so I was avoiding the pothole. Well, you can't be driving in that lane. What? What do you mean I can't drive in the left lane if I don't want to get hit a pothole? You can't drive in that lane, and gave me a ticket. Now,
what
why was
driving?
The reason you pulled me over? There was no reason to pull me over.
What
no
car
reason
were you driving,
ticket.
Beige Boy?
Does it matter what car was
yes,
driving?
Yes, it does matter. What car were you driving?
Why? Does it matter?
Yes, it does matter.
It's just a
what
question.
What car were you
what
driving?
I was driving my Maybach.
All right.
Well, actually, my driver was driving a Maybach. But still.
Oh, so you didn't get pulled over. The driver
but
got pulled over.
But it doesn't matter. We shouldn't have got pulled over. We were absolutely positively doing nothing. We were in the speed limit. And then when he gave me the ticket, he goes, slow down. Slow down for what? We were doing 55 and a 55, Officer DiMaggio. Like, it makes no sense. I got pulled over for no reason, and my driver is actually young and black. He's 25-year-old African-American driver that I tried to give somebody some money so he could drive, and he got pulled over for no reason.
I want to have sympathy for you, but you
was
in a Maybach.
But he has a driver in a Maybach.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Tyrese. I don't feel your pain, all right?
Yeah, let's get to our real people with real problems.
Tyrese, I don't feel your pain, okay?
We shouldn't have got pulled over for no reason. I got pulled over because I was...
You didn't get pulled over. Your driver got pulled over.
And it's effed up. You shouldn't have got pulled over for no reason. He gave us a fraudulent ticket. Officer DiMaggio, the Total State Police or Passaic State Police on Route 80. Like, you shouldn't be pulling people over for that.
Did you get any points taken off your license? Or did the driver get any points taken off his license?
He has to go to court. We have to go to court and fight it. And I'm going
to
fight it for him.
No, he has to go to court.
No, I'm going
to
fight it for him.
Are you
going
to drive the Maybach to court is the question?
Yes, I'm going to drive the Maybach to court.
All right, that's amazing.
Make sure you go 55.
DJ Envy out here living his best Tyrese life.
I can't believe this.
Officer DiMaggio. But you can't pull people over for no reason.
Now you just ruined my day.
I'm sure he pulled over a bunch of people that night for no reason.
Oh, woe is me. Why don't you just let out a, what more do you want from me?
What more do you want from me?
Jesus Christ.
See, y'all take everything as a joke. This guy is pulling people over for no reason.
We don't feel bad. I mean, you got pulled over. It was your driver driving in a Maybach.
So what? It doesn't matter. We still didn't do anything wrong.
We just don't feel bad.
See, you guys got the wrong message. You know what? Wrong message. I'm not telling you nothing. All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Keywan.
Keywan, get it off your chest, bro.
No, I'm mad because my daughter split her head open yesterday, and I couldn't get in contact with my baby mama for an hour. I had to call her mama, her sister, everything. And then when I got a hold of her, she was like, I ain't got time to look for the medical card. Like, MFO, where's my daughter's medical card? How you got time and you ain't even sitting at the hospital with her? It's crazy, man.
Well, how's your daughter doing now?
Oh, she's doing good. She got 3 stitches, so she's doing good.
All right.
Good,
bro.
That's good.
That's all that matters. Hello, who's this?
That's Carissa.
Hey, get it off your chest, mama.
Today, I am mad because every morning from Monday through Friday, I take my son to the bus stop on time at 6 o'clock, and I just want these bus drivers to be on time because family
got
to go to work also.
Right.
You
want to tell me.
I do remember when I used to take the bus to school, and sometimes the bus would be waiting for other kids that were late, and that's kind of what held them up.
She usually stop and get her breakfast. That's why she be coming late to the bus stop.
You
got to be on time.
Listen, you from the 843. You from that Charleston, so you need to tell that bus driver, stop at Bojangles to get your little Bo-Berry biscuit and bring your ass on time to pick these kids up. Now, these kids got to go to school.
My boss keep telling me off when I'm late to work. I'm like, it's not my fault. It's the bus driver's fault. And then when I want to call and report on them, they want to get mad at me. But you got to understand, I got a job just as well as you do. Call down to the school and make sure that girl that's picking up them churn on time now.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's up, bro? Who's this?
This is Drake from Chicago. What's going on, man?
Get it off your chest, bro.
Did you say Drake or Dre?
Dre.
Oh.
Yo, what's going on, Charlamagne?
What's up, brother?
I'm going to keep it positive this morning. I just want everybody to know to keep their head up. You feel me? I know it's a lot of things going on in the world, but, you know, everybody just keep pushing and, you know, keep staying motivated. Don't let what's going on in the world, you know, discourage you. You know, everybody just keep moving and stay ambitious and get all your goals and everything in life accomplished, you know. Because, you know, everybody going to have our trials and tribulations, but, you know, that's a part of life. You feel me? So everybody just keep pushing and keep, you know, staying motivated. You know, and everybody have a good morning.
We like that positive message from you this morning.
Basic wisdom from Dre from the Shy this morning. God bless him.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us at any time. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Man, guess who changed their name? Somebody got a name change alert. We'll tell you who said they changed their name and why. Also, we'll give you an update on Tyrese. He got some cash. We'll tell you who gave
Tyrese
it to him.
Tyrese lame as hell.
All right. We'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, happy belated birthday to Diddy. His birthday was on Saturday.
Yeah, drop on the clues bombs for Diddy. He's an African-American icon, goddammit.
He turned 48 years old, and in celebration of his birthday, he has decided to change his name yet again. Check out this video he posted.
I decided to change my name again. I'm just not who I am before. So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. I will not be answering to Puffy, Diddy, Puff Daddy, or any of my other monikers, Butt Love or Brother Love, okay?
I'm not calling him Butt Love.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not calling him Butt Love.
I can't
either.
Call that man Butt Love.
He didn't say Butt Love.
Yes,
he
did.
He said Brotherly Love.
No, he said Butt Love. Listen, play it again.
He didn't say Butt Love.
Butt Love or Brother Love, okay?
He said Butt Love.
I said Butt Love or Brother Love.
I can't call him
Butt
Love.
I'm not calling you Butt Love.
Why would we call him Butt Love?
Drop one of Clues Bob's with Brotherly Love.
Yeah, I didn't say Brotherly Love.
Brother Love, not Brotherly Love.
That's what I said, Brotherly Love.
No, it's Brother Love.
Brother Love.
Play one more time, Butt Love, right?
Butt Love or Brother Love, okay?
I'll call you Brother Love.
I ain't calling you Butt Love.
Why does he want to be called that?
I refuse to call you Butt Love.
Yeah, I can't call you Butt Love, bro.
God bless Sean Combs. I am happy for your existence, but I'm not calling you Butt Love.
He posted, my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love, hashtag take that. You can't say Butt Love, hashtag take that.
Jesus Christ.
Happy birthday to Diddy.
Salute to Diddy.
Butt Love or Brother Love?
Come on, man. I cannot believe he wants us to call him Butt
Love. I'm not calling him Butt Love.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Butt Love, a.k.a. Diddy. God bless my brother Diddy,
man. Oh, my goodness. I can't call him that.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Is Revolt blacking this out? Are they letting this air?
You never know.
All right. Will and Jada Smith, they apparently gave Tyrese $5 million.
Oh, boy.
Tyrese is so lame.
For his legal fees. Who is this man's lawyer that is $5 million?
Tyrese is so lame.
Now, Tyrese was so excited, he posted a picture of himself holding his phone. It says, actress Jada Pinkett Smith on the phone. He says, sometimes you just need one phone call. Just know that God is the greatest. Just know, they don't want any love. They told me to go easy. They know that it's just good to know there's still some really new, sincere, nice, sincere people out here. Jada Pinkett Smith and my hero, Will Smith, not only does your heart beat for Shayla, it beats for the world. We love and appreciate you more than you could ever know.
The question people should be asking themselves is, why is Tyrese having money problems? Why is he crying?
$5 million?
See, that's the thing.
You do all these movies, and you're always on IG showing off your houses and your Benihanas in the backyard, your club in the backyard, your Starbucks in the backyard. You're always showing that off, but now you're begging for bread?
He said, when we show up for each other, there's nothing that can't be done. Repeat nothing. My wife kept the news away from me because I've been on with lawyers all day, but our family and our sister Jada Pinkett Smith and my brother Will Smith just sent us $5 million to help keep us afloat.
See, that's the thing with Tyrese. See, like, you know, I love Tyrese. Tyrese helped me out when I was down and out, but his bigger problem is, how is he broke?
What legal fees for a child support case cost $5 million?
He's having money problems or financial problems or somebody stealing money, because Tyrese should not be in a situation where he has to ask anybody for money.
Intention matters, right? So you were mad at The Rock for doing this movie.
Correct.
But the real reason you were mad at The Rock is because The Rock doing this movie pushes your money back. And since you're having money problems, you need your bread. So intention matters. Your intentions aren't even pure for why you don't want The Rock to do this movie.
Well, he also said that he's not going to be bothering The Rock anymore. He said, want you guys to know, I had a real heart-to-heart with one of Dwayne's associates, and this will be my last post about him. I repeat, my last. I respect the associate who called. My story will never change. I was never DJ's co-star. I'm Shayla's father first. Justin Lin is back in the driver's seat. That's exciting because it's going to feel like the true Fast family all over again. When we see Justin, we see Paul.
I don't know what he's talking about. I just know that Tyrese should go sell one of those cars, or go sell a house, or go sell the Transformers you got in the front yard, or open up the Starbucks in the backyard for the holidays and start selling some eggnog lattes. Do something to make some bread other than beg your rich friends.
That's something we got to talk about, his finances and how he got to that position.
That's the bigger issue.
Like, that's the problem.
God bless him for everything he's going to do with his daughter. I heard the child abuse allegations got dropped.
It got dropped, right.
Salute to him for that. But why are you broke and why are you begging people for money?
Not him. He shouldn't be.
That's whack. Especially all the stunting you do on Instagram. I don't got no sympathy for Tyrese.
He posted that video at his house with the pool where the camera guy was in the pool filming him.
Come on, man.
All right. But, you know, it's difficult because people say, why are we talking about this? But he did put it all out there on social media.
You got Optimus Prime poolside.
All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your
$5 million to keep you afloat. You should be ashamed of yourself, black tie.
My goodness. All right. Well, when we come back, D-Ray Davis will be joining us. Comedian D-Ray Davis, actor D-Ray Davis. When we come back, leader of the Light Skin Coalition. So don't move.
He's the leader now?
Yeah, he might be the leader.
Over
right
Steph Curry, Drake, all these other beige people?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he'll turn dog skin on you in a minute. So, all right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir. My guy.
D-Ray Davis.
He's been repping the light skin delegation properly for years.
Hey, man, I've been voted in. I'm not going nowhere. I'm very comfortable with it. When I get too dark, I get out the sun. I want to still be accepted with the light-skinned people.
You're always accepted over here.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Well, good job, and you have your Netflix special coming. That's a huge deal.
Long overdue.
Yeah, man. We was here talking about it, too. We were talking about the specials, and me getting Kevin to possibly produce, and Lil Duval always got something going on. He's like, I might have to do my spell. I might. And I sat back, man. I thought about it. I said, let me go and put this out, man, because you may be way too long, and then you don't exist no more.
Right.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Yeah. Somebody be out there doing your material. So Netflix, D-Ray Davis, How to Act Black.
$10 million, 20. How much you get?
Hell no. Hell no.
What you get, D-Ray?
I mean, I could get that if I, Rob Chappelle. Catch him leaving his house. You know
what
I'm saying?
You got seven figures, D-Ray. Stop.
I did okay, man. I mean, for me to go over there when they were bidding and everything, so I was just happy to put the material out realistically.
Right.
So was it something you already had done? Because I know sometimes, like, Dave Chappelle had his specials done, and then he gave it to them to put out, or was it something you did specifically for Netflix?
No, I did specifically for Netflix. I did it. It came together real fast. I called my manager. I said, you ain't putting nothing on TV in a long time. Like, you start noticing the more people be like, yo, you ain't putting that out. You're like, I got stuff out. Nah, man, we think we always, you guys, you think you always got content out. And I had nothing out that was, that you could catalog, because all my comedy be just all over the place. Like, I do something, I'm talking crazy, I've never written a special. Every time I do my specials, I just really freestyle. I'd be drunk. I'd just be drunk and go on stage since the Shaq special. And I just wanted to put out something that people be like, oh, that's the special. We talk 30 minutes about this or 20 minutes about this. Mm-hmm. You know.
Where'd you do this special?
In Atlanta.
You did Atlanta.
Yeah. I had much time to put it together, so.
Now, you see all these crazy things happening nowadays. We were just talking about that out there. One thing, since we're talking about Netflix, is you saw that with Kevin Spacey's drama. They canceled House of Cards. Next season's going to be the last season.
Yeah, they got no choice.
Right, they have no choice.
Can't be House of Little Boys.
Yeah, but I be thinking, too, it's because of what's going on in the White House now, though. They're going to have to get rid of that show eventually anyway, because it's not as exciting as what's going on in the actual White House.
But they had to, really, because Kevin Spacey allegations. But, I mean, all this stuff in Hollywood now, where everybody's coming forward and discussing things that have happened, I know you had to have seen some weird things.
You know what's weird? I think because I'm a, this might sound weird, I think because I'm a big dude, and I'm a big guy, man. And they said Terry Crews also is in that environment where people feel they're so comfortable with you. And if you, like on TV, like when I crack on Terry, I'm like, on TV, you look like you're not the guy you used to be. You don't look like you, like you about to kill somebody. You know, all his surroundings are generally of that population where people feel comfortable with you like that. Then you look at D-Ray Graham, I'm in Chicago, I'm in the hood, I'm with guys. Like, you don't know what you might get, you know. I don't think they feel that way around me.
So nothing's ever happened to you that was a little bit off where you were like, this is weird?
Not in Hollywood, but I've had things, you know, people get comfortable around you where they feel like, you know, you out and about. They think you're drunk. You might get a arm grab like, well, yeah, I just snuck and did to him right now.
Now, when Duval was here with you last time, he said that he got tried.
And it's weird that Duval said that, because I don't see male nor female trying Duval. In no kind of way. I don't see Duval being...
he not a snack?
He's the invention of snack.
I can see Duval being like tossed around or something.
I see it like I just don't think Duval was, man, I don't know, man. You know, Duval, like I said, he done everything in the world, been every damn where, so you can't never tell for real.
Right.
But no, as of yet, maybe I ain't that successful yet.
Yeah.
When nobody wanna touch my
Charlamagne said you did something to him once.
Did I
not say that? Did he say that?
You did. No. You said that you were uncomfortable with D-Ray and you were going to bring it up in the interview. Something that happened on the set of Grow House.
I don't know what she's talking about right
now. We weren't in the same scene.
Exactly.
He said you seen him from behind and was like...
and I thought about him having on that Panther outfit.
When I walked out in the Black Panther outfit, D-Ray said, well, show off then.
in a real cat suit. Yo, when your boy wears something like that, you got to keep your eyes up. Like, man, I don't even want to accidentally see nothing.
Debbie Dad said he looked like a dominatrix.
Listen, How to Act Black. Why that title? I love it.
How to Act Black. First of all, I do everything like promotion wise is what I've always done. I've owned comedy clubs. I've booked everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I always be like, what's the thing that's going to catch people's attention? And I don't want to take full credit for it, because I had all these different names. D-Ray, I'm better than you. D-Ray, cuter than Kevin, sharper than Chappelle. all these cocky ass names. And I was like, nah. And I went to the Netflix meeting and he said, well, you got your audience. Did you already sell out shows? I already said, I want to do, and I'm not selling out like Chappelle numbers like that, but I do good. I do real good, and it's been a great 2 years. I don't want to say nothing messed up my blessings.
Right.
Especially next to the sass white biblical guy right here. Everything counter-biblical, then he'll curse you out. Type. Like, God loves everybody except you. That's going to be the name of his next book. That's a great title. God loves everybody except you. Because he had to. But I sat with them, and they said, you got your crowd, and you already doing this. What's going to be the thing that take D-Ray literally into arenas in your mind? Like, what makes people, white people sitting at home, black people sitting at home, what make them click on you? You know what I mean?
Right.
And I said, I just was home and I Googled a few names, and when that didn't come up, you know, I said, this is it. It sounded good, and I knew it sounded real good when people were quiet when I first said it. Like, that's not already out? Like, they were like, what's that, you know?
Yeah.
And then it sounded real good when people start calling saying, let's develop this to a real show. You ain't even got to be in it. You want to develop a show about it? I'm like, wait a minute, I got something. Mm-hmm. So, How to Act Black, man. And I talk about everything because I feel like, I don't know if I told y'all before when I did the incident with the John Singleton project, where I auditioned and I got the role and I was on the project, and then they reshot and I wasn't on the project no more.
Damn.
Yeah, it was myself and myself and Lauren London. We played husband and wife, and then they recasted it. And I said, oh, cool, that happens in Hollywood.
They didn't tell you?
Yes, they tell you. We scrapping a project, we redoing it, you know, Singleton shot it. This way we want to give it. And they got picked back up, so they did did the right white thing, yeah.
Okay.
They did what they thought would be, you know, comfortable for them. I get it. You make decisions like that. I do it with chicks all the time. You don't fit them.
Oh, man.
I know. I don't want to say this, and anybody see, that's why you got recast, and you recasted me. I recasted a lot of girls after some callbacks. And I went in, and I had ad-libbed a lot because nobody in there sold dope. Nobody in the whole room. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the only dude been around it, period. My uncles, I had they lingo when I talked to them. I had to, you know, I acted like my uncle from that time when I did it. And, you know, Jimmy White, I took in his whole demeanor. They kept my lines that I ad-libbed, and they were in the script that I was auditioning. So they handed me basically my words and was like, go on ahead. And I was like, wait a minute. This is what I did. They said, first of all, you did a good job in the pilot. I said, I know. These are my words right here. And then I said something else that I shouldn't say. I said, what, you think I can't play the role? I said, go get everybody to audition for the role, and I'll beat their ass in here, then tell me if I play the part
that's
right.
Chicago. Yeah, that's in Chicago.
I could tell the room was different then. But when they were uncomfortable then, I was more comfortable. I was like, now I feel good. Now I feel like they felt, you know, they talked to me a little bit. But it's still, end of the day, it's still John Singleton's project. So as soon as I left, I knew I fucked up because I was going about 3 minutes and John called me. What did you do in that room? And I said, I claim my words, man. That was my words. And I am in a guild. I said, don't nobody want no other kind of issues. So he was like, all right, D, I know how you are, man. I knew when they said, come read, that you was going to give him something, you know. And I felt better, though, when I left. And then it's still cool, though, because in the day, it's John Project. Like I said, if they want me on, they know what kind of dude they getting. Mm-hmm. We know we entering. I always leave doors like that. Like, we know exactly what it is now. Right. And if they don't get me, I've made it this far. Like, you know,
people
just feel like they've seen me because I barbershop my first movie, and I consistently say in people's some kind of way, you know, from I jump in a cameo, do a movie, king of cameos, basically with whatever Sam Jackson did. I like that path he took in the beginning. Yeah. You've seen him everywhere. Right. You've seen him without hair, with hair again, without hair. You're like, who the hell?
Young, old.
Young, old, yeah. And old, and old, and then young again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, as long as people seeing me consistently on that level, and I'm dropping mixtapes, if that makes sense, then when I finally do break, people feel like it's deserved.
All right, we got more with D-Ray when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right. We got D-Ray Davis in the building. Charlamagne?
That's interesting when guys, like you say, finally do break, though, because like you said, you have been so consistent. You make a great living, D-Ray. It ain't like you hurting for anything.
So when you say, when I break, what is...
Well, breaking, I feel like my daughter's 16. I've been doing this all of her... her dad is comedy and D-Ray. Like, when I break... then we'll get a break together. I feel like me and my family will have more time, and I'll be able to explain why I disappeared on everybody. Like, I'm there financially. I'm there. I don't want to just tell her what to do. I want to show her why it's what you do.
Right.
And I know I'm not exactly there to get that direction.
I see what you're saying, though, because even for our generation, like, I've seen two break. Kevin Tiffany.
Cat Williams. Forever, though.
Cat, bro, yeah.
Cat a little bit.
Cat seemed like a, I guess because I know Kev, though. You know what I'm saying? I know Tiffany.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't know Cat, so it just...
Well, I say the powerful break, Lil Rel.
Rel, I think the way Rel, bro.
Absolutely. Deion Cole, from writing to transitioning to acting, I feel like he was like a producer. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like it's still that thing. But as far as what you're talking about, like just that big gap, yeah, Kev, Tiff,
It's just music, Cardi B.
Cardi B.
We seen that
one. I mean, I've seen
you. No,
before.
You called that one. Yeah, I'm going to tell you called that. Yeah, we you, seen first, that one. You said she'll be in 100,000 hosting. I think you posted something like that.
Yes, I did.
And I was like, but I feel like it's just, I don't want to give in. I could have gave in a long time ago. I could have did all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of times people offer me stuff, and I'd be like, nah, this ain't it. I know what direction I could do. I know what Kev took over comedy like so hard, mm-hmm. and Mike is in comedy. It's like, what do I do to be the difference? Difference is, I think I could be Will and Chris Tucker. Yeah. I think I could be, while I'm still, you know, why am I? Oh, and another thing we're talking mm-hmm. about, when you break, you feel like, yes, I make a great mm-hmm. living. But man, let's say I make 100,000 a weekend. Let's say I do that. Man, you know how many shows I've done? Like, dude, I might not be grand on the outside. I don't die nothing. I just, because I have a fuck it mentality, mm-hmm. literally. Then my daughter was driving the other day. That made me a little nervous. I still was like, fuck it. If God wanted, he going to come get her. She have been clowning in school.
Come on.
She have been clowning in school. You know what I mean? It's just not up to me. Wow. But we forget that we gray on the inside also. Mm-hmm. So you want to be comfortable. I do make a good living. But how many years am I going to be doing 10, 12 shows
right.
in a weekend? You know what I mean?
Right. And God, do one show.
God bless him. John Witherspoon still tour, but I want to be, there it is.
So it's easier to do movies, like good.
Yeah, you want to do a movie, plus you want to be at a show. I talk so much. Like, I have so much of material. Like, I'm trying to be as humble as I can in here. I'm more than likely better than most comics, material-wise, haven't. I've been doing it for so long. Mm-hmm. Could have shot so many specials. I feel like that material is going to waste, and it needs to be applied to film and applied to TV for other people.
So why don't you write your own?
Yeah, that's what How to Act Black.
Right.
I feel like I put in so much work, and I was like, literally, I would go to the hood clubs I would normally work out in, and stay on track with my jokes. And I know people's waiting on me to talk about their shirts or talk about something.
Yeah,
and I said, because I always dog comedians who did that. I would look at them up doing the same material, same joke, same pacing, same rich that made it.
Right, because they're trying to get ready for their special. So it's kind of like the practicing, seeing what works, the timing.
Yeah, and with mine, I was always like able to just come off the cuff. I just come off the cuff mm-hmm. and be funny, and whoever know whatever it was, it worked.
Right.
I don't want to just make up some weird formula right now, but whatever worked, and I want to actually put in the work. Mm-hmm. I started saying, I'm the best comic. Then I started waking up saying, can you speak two languages? Mm. Best comic? Are you skinny? Best comic? Are you Bill Bellamy shape?
Mm.
Are you like, what's the best comic in your mind? And you mm-hmm. I started putting together pieces like, this is what has to happen. That's why I was like, yo, I'm going to lose the weight. I'm down 22 pounds in 3 months. I'm like, I'm on it, like, to the best of my ability.
That was fat, D-Ray.
You crazy, man. Look at the fog. I was sinking the boat.
Let me go look and see.
It's interesting because I was just on cable.
Some fat pisses me on.
I was watching Eddie Murphy Raw the other night, and that's like something that you could go back and watch no matter when, and it's still.
But that's what you mean by catalog.
Right.
Catalog. You remember people saying, like I said, it's a couple right. specials. I mean, I never knock my homies for making their specials, but it's only a couple specials that you can Friday quote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as Chris Rock said, some people have specials, some people have regulars. That's what Chris Rock said. Yeah. Some people have specials, some
like
have regulars.
Chris Rock, you always
bring the pain.
You always remember the big piece of chicken with Chris Rock. You remember certain
black people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Kevin, you remember all right, regardless of like you remember just certain things about mm-hmm. it.
Martin, you so crazy.
Martin, you have something like that. And even though people walk me out of town and talk about the hood rat talk. That ain't what I want to be. I'm not going down to history about that. That laid no foundation for nothing in the future. So
you think the special is what's going to take you over the top?
You know what? It's and another thing, man. You're talking to somebody who's been through so much. Well, I kept thinking this is it. I did Jump in the Broom, then I did after Jump in the Broom, 21 Jump Street. Then after 21 Jump Street, I got called for G.I. Joe. I was like, I'm the leading G.I. Joe. And I told you, a week later, it was like, The Rock is the lead. And I was like, are we doing it together? Like, you know, but you never know what's going to be the...
What's going to happen?
That's going to be that movement. What
but
you
it's
think
good because
it
it's like you challenge yourself because this is something you haven't done, and that's not really like your style of how you've been doing stand-up comedy. So you
when
just,
I tell you I slow my pace down, what would it be in BBMs about? BPMs, I'm sorry. It'd be like I slowed it down.
The future song is about 65.
Well, man, it's about, it's a lot slower than that now. It's a lot slower. I slowed it down, and I feel like, If I'm not saying it's the wave, I'm saying what I'm feeling right now is with people watching it and previewing it, mm-hmm. I'm getting a big, like, the buzz is crazy. I start visualizing. That's why I got publicists, and you've never seen me with a publicist.
Mm-mm.
Not ever.
I just thought that was a new wife, I'm going to be honest.
She bad, though. She is pretty, though. She be posting a little. I be like, yo, you can't post them, and, you know, I'm sitting here at home by myself thinking about things. But I never had that team together. Because right. I've always done everything by myself. Mm-hmm. So from the dope to the jokes, it was by myself. I ain't trust nobody, you know what I mean?
All right, we got more with D-Ray when we come back. Loyalty. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. D-Ray Davis is in the building. Yee.
So, D-Ray, are you still committed to your women?
I'm very committed.
You still got the two?
You mean committed, like, in what sense? Like, those are my
like,
girls.
You're not
sense.
Going to get no hoes.
You those are my girlfriends. I'm always, always hoes going to be around. There's nothing we could do about that.
You cheat on your
girlfriend. And now it's okay. And now it's better because, nope, we're like further. Thanks to the Cardi B's and the Amber Roses. And the,
okay.
Because they saying, you know, she has to slut walk and you can do what you want to do now. And if women could be in that instance and be accepted, you should not be, don't shame me.
That's a fact.
First of all, now let's be clear.
I make mistakes. I wasn't loved a lot as a child. I'm finding that love again.
There
you're not
going
to get me, Yee.
There you go.
Don't catch me off guard.
The slut walk was more about started more about sexual assault victims and
how you know you wasn't sexually
like
assaulted?
When I was 11 years old, I had sex with 230-year-old women.
See that?
That's my first time of sex. But in a, because I'm a man, it shouldn't be. I should have been like, all right.
So maybe that's why you're traumatized.
Because when I went told, I don't think I'm traumatized. I think I'm a very loving person. I think anybody could distribute love and the mannerism that I do, that's a talent. That shouldn't be.
But 11 years old with 230-year-old women, that had to affect you.
It did, because I ain't want to go down on girls for a long time. But I thought it all smelled like that.
No, that same thing happened to me. I was with a 30-something-year-old woman when I was 8. And she used to let me suck her and she used to give me. And the reason I made her stop, because I didn't like the smell of her Jerry Curl. She had,
see, it smells for little boys. You know what's weird? It smells for little boys.
Yeah,
ain't that odd?
It smells. Yep.
You don't even remember. It was a smell for you, dog. I wasn't
fine.
But imagine having a son and something like that happens to your son. That's horrifying.
Yeah, but I would definitely be aware of it. I don't say be aware because people say they're aware and things are going on anyway. I'm saying I would try my best to be as aware as I could to let them know that if something like that was going on, that it's not cool. Even if you think you're comfortable, you're not, because language-wise, as an adult, you're able to manipulate, and you know that. You know the mature girls you meet. You know there's a mature 21-year-old girl. There's a mature 27-year-old. And there's a childish-ass 36-year-old woman doing crazy. You got your baby mothers, and you got your child's mothers. You know what I'm saying? So I think that I would be, I would just have a better grasp on it.
You ever do therapy?
No, because, I mean, we black people don't do therapy. We don't lay on couches.
Listen.
What? Tell them about
I'm
not
going to
crown your couch and then everybody know I'm crying and walking down the street because people unravel your black therapy. White people don't get their therapy unraveled. We unravel our therapy. If I tell somebody I'm going to therapy, soon we get in an argument. Oh, therapy needing ass. You stressed out right now. That's why you need to go talk to somebody. And they unravel. You know, I'm not going back. I'm not going to tell you nothing about me no more. I'm not going back no more because we take those things and We unravel it.
I'm looking for a good therapist now, but it's funny you say that because I want me an older Asian woman.
What?
Because I feel like she'll be biased. No, I just feel like she'll be objective. She won't have no prejudgments, no nothing.
Well, everybody needs somebody to talk to. I think we all talk in a room knowing everybody's, you know, talking about what's going on with you. That's more therapeutic to me than talking to one person.
But can you be completely honest sitting in a room like that?
No, because we none of us can. Mm-hmm. All of us have our safe places. We lock things away because the minute you don't do that, you won't tell me. I know you got money in the bank. You won't tell me the exact amount. Spouses keep their exact amounts from each other because they're always fearful that this exact amount. Now, if they share an account, but you won't tell nobody what's in your shoebox. You just don't. Man, I don't know if I told you a story of me arguing with my girl outside the donut place. Mm-hmm. And out of nowhere, she goes, oh, finger in the booty ass.
Wow.
And it's me and my girl. And in my mind, I go, I'm looking up. I'm not. So me and my girl, so she yelled shit out. I'm like, you know I don't play that. Duh, 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 duh. I get home. Nobody in the donut place. I get a call, dog. Hey, what's up, D-Ray? Heard you like fingers in your booty. I said, well, nobody. First of all, I don't know because I ain't never had a finger in my booty.
So maybe.
I'm like, you know, I'm not saying I don't know.
No,
but good call. I'm saying I wipe my ass in the toilet paper ripping. I'm like, this ain't cool.
I've known
that ain't been cool, so I know I wouldn't want no fingers in my booty. But the fact that somebody say something like that you, and nowadays, I'm glad this was 15 years ago, because nowadays it's Snapchat, they would have told me up. I'll be a finger booty. That's what
forever.
It is. Wait. This is how far the story go. This is how, oh man, I love it. I love it. So this is years later, I'm with another girl. So I'm with this girl, and the dude tells her, he says,
you know he likes fingers.
You know he likes fingers.
Yeah.
But and I said to her, she said, I said, he said what? He said what? I said, watch when I see him. So I seen him, and I'm addressing him in Hollywood. I go, "Hey man, who you talking about? Who told you?" He said, "No, I didn't say it like that. It was happening." I was like, "Yo man, hey, don't ever." I said, "If you want to get with a bitch, don't ever talk about me to get with the chick. You want to get with a chick on your own merit, your own mouthpiece. That's you ain't got to bring up nothing hating on me." I said, "And I don't like." I'm still defending it. I don't like fingers.
But you don't know.
So we both standing toe-to-toe, same height. So me and Laz Alonso standing there looking at each other.
Laz. Hating on you?
Laz.
Laz's
credit, he met her first. Mm-hmm. He met the girl first. They had hung out, but he didn't know that I was a dude she was talking to. But when my name came up, though, that's the first thing he said.
Let's keep it clear. Laz really did hear that, though.
He would have had to.
Right. Yeah. So
this ain't get funny. So look.
Stop
so,
lying.
So me and Laz end up doing. Now years pass again.
Jumping the broom.
We end up doing jumping the broom, man. When I tell you, he walked past me and Laz would be like, "Yo, D-Ray," like with his finger. Like it became like with me, right? I'm like, damn. For the rest of my life, I'm always going to be like, you. The way you talked about me first is that I had, that's a girl said, oh, and her exact words was, oh, finger booty ass, like she said it before, comfortably.
Wow. Oh, that girl should have said the last, how you know? That's what should have been her question.
Nah, she was youthful, man. This was, man, that girl not finna, nah, hell no.
Well, November 14th, How to Act Black. Netflix, check it out. We appreciate you for joining us.
Thank y'all, as usual. Thanks for the therapy. And it's all about...
Just trying to help, man.
It's all about lemios, 30-year-old women, and fingers.
No, it's not.
Whoa. Listen, especially with Nicki Minaj's brother on trial, that don't sound right.
Yeah, take it back.
Wait, once again, different. We're talking about a little girl.
Different?
Yeah.
It is a double standard.
When you see him, you feel that. When you see his picture and you think that's what happened, you feel disgusted. You feel like this is wrong. What the hell going on? Then they show the pictures of the teachers that was raping the little boys. You're like, damn, why my teacher ain't look like that?
That's still disgusting.
That is
you
true.
You think
though.
That person is a
it's
sick,
a double
disgusting
standard.
Person?
No, you're right, but it is a double standard.
All right, well, D. Ray Davis, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Back to Monday. Back to the work week. Now, let's get to the room. Let's talk Gabrielle Union versus 50 Cent.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Gabrielle Union and 50 Cent have been having some sort of back and forth. I don't know where all this stems from, but I guess once 50 got his show on BET, he was talking about all the other shows, and Being Mary Jane is one of the other shows, and we told you before that show has been canceled. Now, here was Gabrielle Union when she did Hot Ones talking about Being Mary Jane.
You know, for everyone who's just really upset that BMJ is coming to a close, please send all your correspondence to 50, Curtis Jackson, who has taken sole responsibility for the loss of jobs and your show. So don't at me, at 50.
I mean, clearly Gabrielle Union is being sarcastic.
Yeah, it was a little joke.
Right. Well, 50 responded, "Listen, I told you things were going to change, Gabrielle. No disrespect. With all due respect, I have no respect. I'll see you around in my Michael Blackson voice, LOL."
Yeah, Gabrielle Union, that was a nice run for Being Mary Jane. What, they did 4 seasons? And they're ending with a movie? Like, that was a great run for a series.
Right, so there you have it. All right, Jay-Z, let's talk about his 444 tour. Now, there were rumors going around that the tour wasn't doing well. According to Live Nation, they said actually the tour is doing really well. They have tickets that are selling for as low as $6 on StubHub. Now, people are thinking...
$6?
Yeah.
That must be behind his head or something like that.
It's StubHub. It's a discount.
Well, according to a recent report, they said the ticket pricing is not a reflection of how well the tour is actually doing. They said many factors have played into the low ticket prices, including pricing scalpers out of the equation. They said by pricing tickets closer to actual market value, Jay-Z and Live Nation are capturing more revenue and creating little room for brokers to mark up the best seats. So they said this might be the future of ticketing. We are seeing many creative pricing strategies, and we are seeing artists find what works for them. You generate a ton of revenue up front, but you still have a $25 price point that makes it more affordable for individuals who want to see an arena show. So there's 27 shows left, and that 444 tour will continue on into December. It ends December 21st.
Why are y'all complaining about a discount?
I think that's great.
I went to go see Thor Friday. You think I wasn't on Fandango Thursday ordering my tickets for the matinee?
No, I thought it was great. That, you know, you think about it. People say ticket prices are so expensive that the community can't go. I mean, at $7 seats, you can go see Jay-Z. You know, that's great.
Right. All right, now let's discuss Boosie. Boosie had a concert in Gardena, California, and that's when some shots rang out. They said two people were left with gunshot wounds.
That's why the ticket should be $6, because if when the shooting happens, you could at least say, well, it was only $6.
Those injuries are not life-threatening, but they said other clubgoers did sustain various injuries. There are no arrests made. They have no suspects for that shooting yet. It's still an open investigation. Now, Boosie was posting video from this particular show. It looks absolutely crazy. Here's what he had to say.
Shout out to the whole mother California who came supporting me tonight. Yeah, that bitch had so many mother people in this mother. Yeah, I got this bitch lit in Canada. 5,000 mother out here, look like.
I don't know if you guys saw that video, but it did look absolutely crazy. All right, The Twilight Zone is coming back. CBS announced that the network is going to do The Twilight Zone over, and they said Jordan Peele is involved. Now, we all know him, of course, from Key and Peele and, of course, from Get Out. A lot of people were saying Get Out was kind of like a Twilight Zone type of movie. So it'd be pretty exciting to watch him handle that. Twilight Zone was great, by the way.
Yeah, but I thought Black Mirror was the new Twilight Zone. Black Mirror is a show that's really like the Twilight Zone, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a whole reboot. I think that's pretty exciting.
Black Mirror is good, though. Go watch Black Mirror. If you like the Twilight Zone and stuff like that, Black Mirror is a great show.
All right, and Lamar Odom collapsed at a nightclub over the weekend.
Speaking of the Twilight Zone.
By the way, today's his birthday. Happy birthday to Lamar Odom. He's 38 years old today. Now, according to his rep, he was at Bootsy Bellows on the Sunset Strip, and that's when he collapsed to the ground. It was around 2 a.m.
He wanted to be Wendy Williams so bad.
Of this, if you have Revolt TV, you can watch the video right now of him collapsing, and security then came over to help him up. They said he was drinking for several hours before the incident. That's what the person who shot the video told TMZ Sports. And
nightclub is no place for a recovering addict, by the way.
Apparently, his rep says that he collapsed because of dehydration. He had an intense
workout. No, he didn't. He overheated in his costume. Stop it.
He didn't have the necessary fluids in his system. They said it was hot in the club, and they said he's doing great now.
He overheated in his costume. That's why he passed out.
I think he had a party last night, too.
Okay.
He was partying after that?
Yeah, Greystone, I think, last night. I seen a fly for his birthday.
Hey, man, listen, man. Grand opening, grand closing. Okay? Maybe he tired of being there. All right?
Time to sit down if you're passing out.
It's been time for his ass to sit down. Once you make it out of crack, you're supposed to sit down after that. Okay.
Remember when you passed out from dehydration? What happened after that? You slowed it down.
Yeah, but I wasn't on drugs though.
We're talking about dehydration. They said he was dehydrated.
You know good and well Lamar Odom wasn't no damn dehydrated. They said he was drinking for several hours. Come on now, be for real.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee.
You don't even listen to our own stories.
Rumor report. No, I said dehydration.
Yes.
And he had an intense workout.
All right, guys. Charlemagne.
Yes.
We're giving that down to
Bermaine Stiverne. Salute to all my Haitian massive out there. Bermaine Stiverne needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
And you're going to explain to the people who he is if they don't know?
Bermaine Stiverne is a heavyweight. He was the former WBC heavyweight champion of the world.
All right.
But that ended about 2 years ago, and his career is fini. After Saturday.
Look at you getting your little Creole on. All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, donkey of the day. For Monday, November 6th, goes to Bermaine Stiverne. Sock passe to all my Haitian massive.
Mabule.
If you don't know who Bermaine Stiverne is, he's a heavyweight fighter from the beautiful island of Haiti. And on Saturday, he had a rematch with the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder. Drop on the clues bomb for the bronze bomber, Deontay Wilder, damn it. Now, here's the thing. Back in 2015, Bermaine Stiverne was the WBC heavyweight champion of the world. He was 15 pounds lighter, and he went the full 12 rounds with Deontay Wilder, even though Deontay won the fight. It was a much better contest back then, okay? Fast forward a couple years to the rematch they had on Saturday at the Barclays Center. And let's put this fight in context, all right? Bermaine wasn't even supposed to be fighting Deontay. He was a substitute for Jose Ortiz, who failed a drug test, okay? In fact, Bermaine only fought like once in the past couple years, so he was sitting around eating a lot of griot. Okay, La Bouée. That's La Bouée?
La Bouée.
La Bouée.
La Bouée.
That's our Haitian representative, M. Easy. What else? Mamula?
My Mule.
Okay.
This guy, yeah.
What's the other one that sound like Jay-Z? Banan Pezi. Okay. Not Jay-Z. Pezi, all right? This man was minding his business, living his Haitian life like it's golden, and he gets the call to come fill in for Jose Ortiz to face the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder. If I was Bermaine Stavern, I would have emphatically said, eh-eh.
So what?
See, Bermaine hasn't fought in 3 years, and by the looks of his stomach and his man breast, he hasn't trained in a couple years either. Now, I don't know Bermaine's financial situation. Maybe he needed the bread, but it looks like he literally got the phone call to fight Deontay. They told him the fight date was November 4th, and from the time he got the phone call to fight, by the looks of his back fat, he looks like he didn't get off the couch to get ready for the fight until November 3rd, okay? Now, I didn't expect Bermaine Stavern to win this fight, but I understood why he had confidence, because the last fight, he went the distance with Deontay. But this is a prime example of how you can't live in the past and you can't look too far in the future. You just have to take a deep breath and deal with the present moment, because what happened 2 years ago wasn't going to help Bermaine on November 4th, this past Saturday. But for whatever reason, Bermaine had a lot of confidence at the press conference. Can we hear what he said at the press conference, please?
All they're moving around and trying to duck me, find excuses, or worry about my career. I've been inactive for 2 years. You should be happy. That's in your advantage. But all of that,
advantage.
You all know. That's when somebody is scared. Listen, man, I feel great. I feel good. I feel strong. It ain't gonna be no excuses. I can guarantee you that. He said that he fears for my life. You fear for my life? I don't fear for your life, because I'm a kill. If that's what it takes for me to take that title, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to walk away with a smile on my face. Boy, you don't even know. You caught me slipping the last time. I'm going to be on your ass, boy. November 4th, I promise you, to God, I will be two-time heavyweight champion of the world, and none of these going to stop me. I promise you that.
He told Deontay he was going to kill him. He promised to God that he would be two-time WBC heavyweight champion. Did he get one of his Haitian aunts to put voodoo on Deontay and the spell didn't kick in? Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't see this fight, it lasted one round. One. Okay, Bermaine Stavern got knocked out. In fact, he got knocked down 3 times in the first round. Now, Bermaine Stavern has long dreadlocks, and I guarantee he spent more time doing his hair that day than he did in the actual boxing ring fighting. Okay, Bermaine really looked on a lot of levels like a Black King Hippo. All right, someone needs to text Yele to donate to Bermaine Stavern's Disaster Relief Fund. All right, Bermaine, how you tell Deontay you gonna kill him, but you the one who ended up looking dead? All right, when he finally got knocked out and he was draped against the ropes, he looked like he was voguing. Like he looked like all he wants to do is hit another man below the belt. Like, yes, honey. Okay. I know for a fact.
They can't see you voguing. You know that, right? They can't see you in radio world.
We can see you on
this
the belt.
This guy looks crazy, though. Goodness gracious, he looks crazy.
I know for a fact, all right, that Bermaine Stavern did some heavy stress eating after that fight, all right? The moral of the story is, I know you was just trying to sell a fight. You was trying to get people intrigued. But don't write a check your ass can't cash. Just do the press conference and simply say cliche things like, on Saturday, the best man will win. I'll say Deontay's a great fighter, and I'm a former champion, and on Saturday, we're going to put on a show. But there's absolutely nothing you said in that press conference that remotely came true. In fact, you promised to God you would win. It was a point in my life where that would bother me to hear people say things like, I promised to God, because I just knew they was lying. Just knew they couldn't do what they said they was going to do, until I realized that God already know you full of it. God already knew Deontay was going to whip your ass. So all the praying you was doing to beat Deontay, all those prayers was sent to God's spam folder, because you was praying but wasn't preparing. I could tell by your stomach. So, you know, Bermaine, I hope you enjoy retirement, because your boxing career is funny. Okay? Please give Bermaine Stavern the biggest hee-haw, please. I mean, come on, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
It was a fast fight.
Pray but also prepare.
All right.
All right.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, let's talk something special. Usually we do Shoot Your Shot.
Yes.
But today we're going to push back Shoot Your Shot a little bit.
Now, this was a guy who shot his shot, and it actually worked out.
He definitely shot his shot. We're talking Tyrese, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you don't know, Tyrese has been on Instagram, social media the last couple of weeks, talking about his situation with his daughter, talking about the situation with The Rock, and talk about his finances.
Crying about being broke. Let's be clear. All of this is rooted in the fact that Tyrese has been having money problems, okay? He's mad at The Rock because The Rock is doing a spinoff of Fast and Furious, so they're pushing the next Fast and Furious back to 2020, which means Tyrese won't be getting a paycheck in 2018.
But he's also upset about seeing his daughter. He's been in court.
Yeah, that too.
Come on, he is. He's upset about that.
That too, but we're not talking about that right now. I'm all for Tyrese fighting for his daughter, but let's be clear. When you are blaming another man for your financial situation, you are lame as hell. The question people should be asking themselves is, why is Tyrese having money problems? Why is he crying broke when he does all these movies and he got a Benihana's and a Starbucks in his goddamn backyard?
Well, he was saying that he was broke because of court fees and having to pay lawyers to fight to see his daughter.
Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We're talking Tyrese. Do you have sympathy for Tyrese's financial situation?
Remember that he has a Benihana's in the backyard, a club in the backyard, a Starbucks in his backyard. He's always showing it off.
I'm not mad at that because people make bad decisions sometimes financially and bad investments. So that could possibly be
But don't be having your hand out saying no, but you got 37 billionaire friends and 300 millionaire friends and ain't none of them helping out.
Well, 800-585-1051. Do you have sympathy for Tyrese's financial situation?
Go sell a car.
That's a tease. You're supposed to answer that when we come back.
Yeah, we're not asking you right now.
Open the Starbucks in your backyard for the holidays and sell eggnog lattes, nigga.
Gosh. Wow. Jeez. All right, take your calls when we come back at The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Kanye West, All Falls Down. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. We're talking Tyrese Gibson. Now, you know, past couple of days, maybe weeks, Tyrese has been on social media talking about his daughter, talking about The Rock, talking about his financial situations. And we're asking, do you have sympathy for Tyrese's financial situation? Let's play an audio right fast.
I've been away from my baby for 2 months. I just want my baby. And no one's listening because no one's in the courtroom. Oh my God, am I doing something illegal by doing this video, or is this, am I protected by the First Right Amendment or the amendment? I'm at $13,000 a month. What more do you want from me?
Now, the question is, do we have sympathy for Tyrese's financial situation? When
Correct.
It comes to what he's dealing with as far as his daughter, yes, fight for your daughter, Tyrese. I ain't knocking you for that. I don't care how much you cry about that. But when I see you on Instagram blaming another man for your financial situation, you're blaming The Rock. You're saying, oh, The Rock's going to do this movie, so it's affecting my pockets. And you're saying how you got all these millionaires and billionaires in your phone and nobody's helping you. And you're talking Correct. About Will and Jada gave you $5 million to hold you over. I don't have no sympathy for you, bruh. You got a Benihana's in your backyard, a Starbucks in your backyard. You're always showing off your cars. You're always showing off your houses, the club you got in your backyard. If you're really having financial problems, sell some of that stuff.
Right.
Sell some of that. I don't feel sorry for him.
Well, see, with me, you know, first, shout to Tyrese. You know how I feel about Tyrese. But, you know, I have to agree with you to a certain point. Yes, if you having financial problems, and the thing with financial problems, it just doesn't come overnight. You see when it's coming. You see your money dwindling. You know, you can start making necessary arrangements to make sure that you're okay. Whether it is make different investments, whether it is sell a car, sell a crib, or whether it is get back out on the road and work. People say, Envy, why do you work so hard? Why do you continue to work? Because I want to make sure I'm never in that financial situation. And a drop of a dime, anything could change at any given point. But you want to make sure that if it does happen, you're good, your family's good, your family's good. And that's why, I honestly stay working.
Well, I think we all have financial problems at some point or another. And what that means is that the thing about Tyrese is that he has the ability to make money. He has the ability to make music. He has the ability to go on tour. He has the ability to get some work in this business. So if you feel like you're down and out, right now is the time to buckle up and figure out, what can I do to make some money at this point in time?
I think y'all missing the point that Tyrese stunts a lot on Instagram. Tyrese is the guy that will show you every bit of his Dubai trip, every bit of his Turks and Caicos trip. He'll be riding around in Wraiths, smoking cigars, acting like he's stunting on regular folk.
But I'm not mad at that. And the reason I'm not mad at that is because it shows where he came from. He's from Watts. He grew up poor, and he flipped his money. And that's inspiration to a lot of people. So I'm not mad at that.
I'm mad at that when you automatically go broke, and the first thing you do when you go broke is start blaming another man for your financial situation. Now, me, Envy, and Tyrese got a group chat, right?
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Now, we was going back and forth in the group chat the other day. Mm-hmm. It's the last thing I said to Tyrese. Blaming The Rock for what's happening with your daughter is lame as F.
Right.
I will pray for you because I F with you. And He said, he was telling Envy to call me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I said, Envy don't need to call me. You need to call me if it's an issue. We need to speak face to face. You're clearly going through something. And I'm telling you, man to man, you sound like a damn fool on social media blaming another man for your financial situation, okay? And I think he changed his number, by the way, after that. I haven't spoken to him. Yeah, no. But that's the type of friend I am. I'm going to tell you the goddamn truth.
Right.
And
yeah,
right now, you look lame as hell.
And make money. You're able to do that, so you should do that.
I don't feel sorry for him at all.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Capo.
Capo, what do you think about Tyrese's financial situation? You have any sympathy for him?
Yo, let me be real clear with y'all. First of all, good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
Listen.
Good morning.
I'm a single father.
Okay.
And in 4 years, I have not seen a brown penny from my daughter's mother.
Mm.
Now, I'm not on social media talking about it. I'm not, you know, selling wolf tickets about what, you know, all the work I got to put in to provide for my kids. But here's my problem with Tyrese. Number one, you blasted all the black women out here talking reckless a few months back. Okay? We let you live with that. You've been in countless movies. Now, mm-hmm. I'm not counting nobody's coins.
Right.
At all. But as a man, you don't depend on another man to provide for you.
Talk to him, brother.
You can't get mad at The Rock because he's feeding his family.
Yes.
No, you know what the truth is? Here's the truth of the matter. Tyrese, for as much as he likes to speak positive, he's doing it for all the wrong reasons.
Yes, intention is everything. His intention is wrong.
Everything. And what you can't do, because I don't care if you believe in God, Jesus, Buddha, whoever, you cannot plant a seed and expect to not get a harvest. So all of the bad seeds that Tyrese done planted, hey, it's coming back. And let's please not forget that the brother is in this situation with his daughter, not because the baby mama is, or his ex-wife, excuse me, is bitter. No, there was an abuse allegation.
Well, that got dropped this weekend.
Yeah, that got dropped this weekend.
It did get dropped.
Right. And thank God for that, because Shayla is the one that's suffering. But the point in the matter is, don't come on here talking about all these legal fees when it's a situation that you created. You spanked her. As a father, I spanked mine.
Right.
But there's a threshold. As a man, I don't even talk down to my kids. I get on my knees when I'm talking to them and disciplining them. Because I don't
want
the image of a man.
Right.
Well, listen,
everybody disciplines.
Yeah, I don't even
want
to. I don't even want
to talk about.
We don't know what happened. We don't know the whole situation with him and his daughter at all.
Let's keep it a bit to him being lame for being mad at The Rock because Tyrese's financial situation is messed up.
Well, 800-585-1051. Do you have sympathy for Tyrese's financial situation? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bodak Yellow, Cardi B. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking Tyrese this morning. If you just joined us, of course, you know Tyrese has been on social media all week long, the last couple of weeks, talking about his daughter, talking about The Rock, talking about his financial situation. And we're asking, do you have sympathy for Tyrese's financial situation?
Not at all, because he has a Starbucks in his backyard. He's got a Benihana's in his backyard. He's got a club in his backyard. He's got all of these exotic cars. He's got a mansion in Atlanta, a mansion in L.A. If you're really having money problems, sell some of that stuff.
So let's go to the phone lines. Hello, what's your name?
I'm calling in anonymous from Charleston, South Carolina.
843, what's happening?
Now, do you have sympathy for Tyrese's financial situation?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about it.
Okay, basically, as a father on child support myself, I'm not against child support because I put myself on child support. But when I found out the number that I had to pay, you know, it was kind of hard to come up with the money because they didn't take into consideration the bills that I had before, you know, the relationship ended. Like, for example, I was $18,000 in credit card debt. And then when I found out I had to pay $625 on top of my mortgage and whatever else, you know, they didn't seem to care about that. It was like, pay us before you pay your bills.
Right, it's a percentage of what you make. It's a percentage of the amount of money that you make yearly.
Listen, I do think child support payments are ridiculous in some cases, but you don't have a Starbucks in your backyard, sir. Our Benihana's, our club. You're not riding around in Wraiths and Ghosts and all kind of other stuff.
Well, let
stuff.
Me ask you a question. He has to pay $13,000 a month. Tyrese has to pay $13,000 a month, allegedly, for his child support.
If he only had one car, he probably could afford it.
Do you think that's a lot of money?
Yes, that's a lot of money. But
I don't think it's a lot of money, and the reason I don't think it's a lot of money, if Tyrese is making $5 million a year, mm-hmm. let's say, $150,000 a year for your daughter,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a lot of money.
By the way,
if he's making $5
million. I agree with you.
But if he's not, yes, that's a lot of money. But if you're making $5 million, yes, your daughter should live the life that you're living.
You got a Benihana's in your backyard.
If that's the case.
You got a Starbucks in your backyard. If you didn't have those stuff, you probably could afford the $13,000 a month.
Hello, who's this?
Alan.
Alan, you have sympathy for Tyrese?
Because, man, he acting like, he acting like Jody off Baby Boy. Tell him quit treating The Rock like Melvin.
What? He is treating The Rock like Melvin.
He gave him all kind of opportunities. Quit pleading for that negativity, man. Take care of your issues at court, man. Ain't for all that internet stuff.
Okay. Sally, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's good?
Now, do you have sympathy for Tyrese?
No, man. Let me tell you. Any man that is on the internet crying like he's been crying, man, I don't have no sympathy for that. This man is a millionaire over and over, and it just sounds like a case of greed to me. They say one is too many and a thousand is never enough, so I guess he falls in that category. You feel me?
Right.
Okay. All right.
There's just so many people struggling with financial issues every single day that I kind of, and he has the means to actually get that money, whether it's sell some things, do some work, it's hard for me to feel sympathy
for
that.
Like you said, he has the opportunity. He's a singer. He can go out on a tour and do what he has to do. And the thing is, and you know, this is what we didn't talk about. You talk about The Rock, right? And I love Tyrese. You talk about The Rock not doing something where you can't get paid. Now let's talk about, what is it? TNT? TGT?
TGT.
Now, you left TGT because you didn't want to split the money three ways.
I bet you want to split that money three ways now.
He left them for dead. Like, they couldn't do their group stuff and couldn't go on tour because Tyrese wasn't there. But it's a dope. Like, you did them dirty, allegedly, and they couldn't do their stuff.
My whole thing is, so you should never be dependent on one person or one thing to make sure that you're financially secure. You should have multiple streams of income, and you have so much talent to be able to go out there and get it.
Well, he would have multiple streams of income if he didn't spend all his money on things. And the fact that you posted that Will and Jada gave you $5 million and your exact words was to hold you over.
Right.
First of all, bro, there is no child support case that costs $5 million. That's number one. So what you going to do with the rest of that money? Huh? Pay the monthly fees on the Starbucks in your backyard?
So,
like, stop it.
Would you lend the money, Charlamagne?
Absolutely not.
Angelique, would you lend the money?
I don't have it.
I don't have it. That is crazy. If he was down and dirty and had nothing, like nothing, and down to his last dollar and had to pay to stay somewhere, I would. But
I'd
not
rather
in this situation.
Donate my money to a family that needs it, you know, and I just don't feel like Tyrese really needs that now.
Well, anybody that ever wanted to take advantage of Tyrese sexually, now is probably your best chance.
What?
What's the moral of the story, man?
Your best chance
to get. You think about butt love?
That's all she thinking about.
And you say he was with his daddies the other day. Didn't he say that this weekend?
Nah, stop it.
Listen, being broke should motivate you to work harder. Period. Right. Go do another TGT album. All right? Open up the Starbucks for the holidays and sell eggnog lattes out of it, okay?
Being broke has always motivated me to work harder. You know, they always say when your back is up against the wall, that's when you come up with the most creative ways to find out how to get out of a bad situation. Well, if your back is against the wall right now, you got to fight your way out.
Open up Benihana's for lunch. You got Optimus Prime poolside. Bring kids to the pool and let them take pictures with Optimus Prime for $5. Find a way to make a buck, Black Tie.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, we are going to be talking about a very famous singer who, according to her mom, says that her husband was abusive, and he is shocked at these allegations.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, we told you that Tamar Braxton and Vince Herbert are getting divorced. Tamar filed for divorce. Now, according to Tamar's mom, Evelyn Braxton, she's worried about her daughter. Here's what she told TMZ at the airport at LAX on Friday.
I don't really have anything to say to Ben. Only one thing, keep his hands off of my child. Mm-hmm. Stop before he hurts her or kills her. I love Ben, but I don't want him to kill my child. As simple as that.
Serious allegations, mama.
Vincent, on his behalf, says that he is stunned by these insinuations that he's an abusive man capable of killing her daughter. He denies all of that as well. So he's upset about those comments, and he feels like this type of story could negatively affect their four-year-old son when he gets older. And he does still want to get Tamar back, but according to Tamar's sources, she has no intention of getting back together with her estranged husband. There's no chance she'll go back to him now that she has filed those divorce papers. All right. Now let's get into Kanye West. He had his first appearance in a year. He performed with Kid Cudi. I don't know if you guys saw the video that was circulating, but he had a concert Saturday night that was his first appearance on stage in a year. So shout out to Kanye for finally getting back to it. And we'll see how much he is going to do now that he's back on stage performing.
Does make me want to hear his next album, though. But Cudi was involved in the last album a little bit. Was he on the record? Yeah, he was on her Beautiful Morning, which is one of the best records on there.
Yeah, that's a great track. Mm-hmm. All right, Black China. What does Kim Kardashian think about Black China? Now, she was recently on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and she was asked about her feelings about Black China, and here's what she had to say. Very political answer.
You know, I always said when someone was going to ask me, you know, Dream is going to see this one day. And so I think it's just super respectful to just not say anything about, you know, my niece's mom.
I actually watched that interview because Jennifer Lawrence.
She was filling in for Jimmy Kimmel.
Was filling in for Jimmy Kimmel, and they was raving about how good Jennifer Lawrence did. So I actually watched that.
All right, now.
And she didn't really do that well. It was very basic, by the way.
That was a good answer, though.
But nobody asked me.
And you know what? But it's probably difficult to do a talk show. So for her filling in, and she's never done that before.
Oh, she got great reviews. They was acting like that was Eminem's freestyle at the BET Awards. They was going crazy.
I didn't have a chance to see it, so I'm going to have to see her for myself. All right, Black China, in the meantime, has a new man. She is dating Playboi Carti. I don't know if you guys saw the video that was surfacing, but she's been posting a lot of video footage. She's wearing his chain and all of that. So
why don't we say dating? Why don't we just say this is who Black China's sleeping with this week?
I guess once you start putting it on social media and putting hearts around someone and they're doing appearances, holding hands,
it feels like it's
a little more serious once you put it out there.
She just
for
had
the world
another
to
boyfriend
see.
2 weeks ago, even though he looked like her little brother, but still.
Now, Playboi Carti's ex, Ruby Rose, actually posted, she said, "Sis, how my ass tastes." That was her post. To Black China.
Goodness gracious.
I guess Playboi Carti was eating her butt and now Black China's tasting it.
Oh, please. I'm sure Playboi Carti brushes his teeth. I hate when people try to say things like that. All you gotta do is brush your teeth. Once you brush your teeth, the ass gone.
All right, now, Cardi B, she was talking about how she saw a lot of kids dressed up as her for Halloween, and she realized that she wants to be less rated R and wants to be more PG-13. Here's what she had to say.
I realized after Halloween that a lot of little girls, they be looking up to me and they love me and whatever. And it's just like, I'm thinking to myself, like, yo, I really need to be a better example. But I be trying to be a better example, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be trying to be, like, more, you know, PG-13, you know what I'm saying? Less rated R. But I be hanging out with my hood rat friends, and then they f*** me up all over again.
No,
these bitches be like, hey, God, I'm like, ow! But I'm gonna cheers for you little girls because I dead ass love ya.
Just be yourself, Cardi, at all times. That's all you got to do.
Well, the good role model part is that at least she's really making moves. Like, she's been very successful.
She's hustling.
And where she came from, a lot of little girls look up to her because they could relate to her and realize that they can be successful because she does work extremely hard.
Intention is everything, though. And Cardi's intentions are always pure. Cardi's intentions are always positive. So, Cardi, just be yourself.
But I do understand trying to maybe sometimes not put everything out there. You got to think about who's watching you. So, if that's what she wants to do.
But that's difficult for her because putting everything out there is what got her in the position she's in.
It's been her whole life, her whole
career.
Come on.
But now, I understand that she feels like these little girls are watching her. So, it's whatever she decides she wants to do, we support that.
Just don't start second guessing yourself. Because when you start second guessing, that's when you start trying to appease everybody. And the quickest way to not be successful is trying to please everybody.
Got it.
All right, now, Chris Rock tried out some new material over the weekend. He was at the Comedy Cellar, and it didn't go over too well. Now, he says that he won't, and this is according to Page Six, he said he won't hire women anymore because he would need a crew of witnesses around him at all times so he wouldn't be accused of rape. He said they cry rape because they want money, and he said he wouldn't even hire a cleaning lady because he's afraid of false accusations. And one woman who was at the actual show said, "I've seen him before and he was hysterical, but this wasn't funny at all. Nobody was laughing. There were many boos and many women were telling him he was a sexist pig. Two people actually got kicked out."
I got to hear it in this context because that don't sound like smart Chris Rock that I know.
All right. Well, I mean, you know what it is. When you go to those shows, you're not allowed to videotape. You can't film. So we can't see what he said.
Yeah, so that's somebody's secondhand account
on witness accounts. But there were a few different witnesses that gave their accounts of what happened. And they said that even though people were booing, he still went back to sexual harassment anyway. And he said, "Weinstein F with me by trying to have me star in the worst movies of all time." And that's what he said about the roles that he didn't take. Now, Chris Rock's publicist had no comments about any of this, and neither did a spokeswoman for the club.
I got to hear for myself.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to Revolt, and happy birthday to Diddy, all right? So, Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. No, we won't see tomorrow.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Brother Love.
Oh, Brother Love.
Sean Combs.
Sorry.
But Love.
Wait, do we have audio of his new name, of him giving it? Let's play audio of a statement of his new name.
But Love or Brother Love?
Okay. Which one are you going to call him?
I kind of like But Love. I like the ring to it.
Yee?
I can't help but call him Diddy. Brother Love.
Oh, Butt Love.
But I'm not calling him Butt Love.
I can't do the Butt Love either.
Pause. That's not what we heard.
That's definitely not what we heard.
I just set myself
from what I heard, Envy. You
we got
are,
our own butt love here.
Uh-huh. You are number one seed when it comes to butt love.
Oh, my goodness.
Butt okay. love or brother love, okay?
All right, F y'all.
But, you, know but you would be butt beige love, okay?
Thank you. All right. All right, guys. Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow.
What
everybody
color
else?
Was the dildo? Nobody ever asked that. Was it flesh colored? What color was it?
And whose flesh?
Everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next. If you want to hear something, 800-585-1051. Or you can hit me on Twitter or Instagram and get your request in right now. Again, 800-585-1051. You guys are jokes, huh? You have jokes? It's funny to y'all? All right.
No.
That's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Butt love mix.
Or brother love, okay?